You're listening to SBS News.
Jimmy Chen had never been to a gay club until he moved to Australia from Taiwan 3 years ago.
Very beautiful to see everyone like in the same room and like enjoying the same thing, or like being gay or being yourself. It's very acceptable to being gay here.
But a short-term relationship with a man changed his life last year. After undergoing a routine three-monthly sexual health status check, the 24-year-old was diagnosed with HIV.
At the very beginning, I felt empty, and also I feel like I don't have any emotion going on in my mind.
While far fewer Australian-born men are being diagnosed with HIV, new diagnoses for gay men born in Southeast Asia living in Australia rose sharply between 2014 and 2016. There was also an increase among Northeast Asian-born men. Data from New South Wales shows the alarming trend is continuing. There were 29% more new cases among overseas-born gay men in the first quarter of this year compared to the previous 5 years. At the same time, the number of Australian-born gay men newly diagnosed fell 63%. CEO of the AIDS Council of New South Wales, Nicholas Parkhill, says criminalisation of homosexuality in migrants' home countries, such as Indonesia, could be in part to blame.
We're going to have a very, I think, different perspective about accessing healthcare, particularly to perhaps get a HIV test or talk about your sexual health for fear of privacy, for fear of some sort of reprimand.
The HIV prevention drug PrEP is now cheaply available for most Australians, but uptake of the game-changing medication is lower among Asian gay men. Mr. Parkhill says that's because a lot of international students or people on working holidays do not have access to Medicare.
We're really keen to work with certainly all governments about, well, what might be an access scheme for people who we certainly know are high risk, certainly know can't afford or can't get access to things like PrEP or treatment, so that coverage is really, really targeted.
The organisation is also trialling an education program targeting Chinese gay men. Tim Chen explains the program is conducted in Mandarin.
It has a Chinese name called Tongzhi 101, and it's a six-week-long structured workshop, and each week has a different topic, like coming out, identity, sexual health, relationships, and getting involved in the communities in the last session.
It's one of a range of programs targeting Asian gay men with the aim of increasing the use of prevention strategies such as condoms and PrEP. ACON hopes to adapt the program to target other Asian ethnicities. Those that have already contracted HIV could become a key part of the strategy. Jimmy Chen used to worry about how others would react to his diagnosis.
At the beginning, I feel, what if I tell them my HIV status, they might turn away from me? What if I tell my partner, they might won't accept me anymore? And what if I'm just being a stranger next to you, and you know I'm HIV positive? You might feel uncomfortable to be next to me. So that's why I feel scared.
But he's no longer afraid.
This is just a thing, living a virus, living in my body, but it doesn't change my personality and I'm still who I am.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.